You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Well, what a series it's been for England so far in South Africa. All wrapped up with a really impressive third test. And we enter the fourth test. Maybe not a lot on it, but always interesting to bet on these. This one's at the Super Sports Park at Centurion starting Friday. And delighted to say that former England player and Yorkshire captain, current Yorkshire coach, Anthony McGrath's on the line to have a look forward to this one. We didn't think England would win, and to be fair, not many teams do win away these days, but what a performance in the last test, especially, of course, from Broad.
Incredible. I mean, like you say, I thought South Africa had come back fighting after the series loss against India, but it's been the opposite. I know South Africa have had the injury problems, but England have just been too good, and I think they've been better as a team, but you mentioned Broad. They've just had standout individuals as well. Root with his 100 on that surface. You know, Broad in this test, Stokes, Bairstow, there's been a number of performances, and with bat and ball, they've just been far superior.
We'll have a look at who you think will win the match in a little while. But as is tradition now, we'll go through the top bat and top bowl for each side. Obviously, we've got, you know, a lot of stats to go on here. I mean, you look at the top run scorers. I mean, Stokes with his five innings, 368 runs. Bairstow, 345. Root, 290 with his six innings. And then it's not until you get to AMLO with 265 runs so far that you get to a South African batsman. Let's start with England, top bat. You've had a bit of luck with Root so far. Where would you be looking this time?
I'm going to stay away from the top three. I think Stokes and Bairstow in particular have been outstanding. We knew Root, he's up there with the best in the world, and this century confirmed that. I think Alistair Cook just showed signs of back to form with his 40-odd in the second innings. And it's not often he goes through a series without posting a big score. And I think the pressure's off with a huge win in South Africa. And I think the captain will want to lead from the front. So I'm going to stay away from the three form players, and I'm just going to go for Alistair Cook on that market.
When you look at the South African batsmen, you think to yourself, well, you know, they're not all right. They're not playing the best cricket so far. You wonder again with the pressure off. I mean, we've seen that the pressure on Amla must have been telling to give up the captaincy. You look at this venue, and Amla's got some good runs here. They beat the West Indies back in 2014, smashed them to bits really. Amla scored 208. De Villiers got 152 as well. So you know, some of these players have got form on this track.
They have, and I just don't like what's happening with South Africa. The recent retired Ashwell Prince, who's played a lot of county cricket and played for South Africa, he's been having a go at a few of the senior players, and de Villiers in particular, and there looks like there's a lot of infighting going on. There's pressure particularly on Amla and de Villiers. I've just liked Elgar all the way through the series. He top scored in the last test in the first innings with 46. He scored just over 260 runs in the series so far, and he's grown in confidence, and I think he's one for the future. He chips in with a few wickets as well. I'm just going to lean towards him in this market. As I say, I think he's just got the measure of a couple of the England bowlers, and I'm going to back him this time.
Yeah, only two runs shy of Amla from being the top South African batsman so far in the series. Let's look at the bowlers then. It's all about Stuart Broad, of course. Fantastic match for him, and just showed what he can do when his tail's up and his flying. Looking at the betting for the top England bowler here. This is first innings, of course. He leads the market 9-4. That may mean there's a little bit of value on James Anderson 3-1. Ben Stokes 9-2. So is Chris Jordan. So is Chris Wokes. Mark Footit's 9-2 as well. Are you looking at two of those top two in the betting here?
Yeah, I picked Anderson last time, and he'd just come back from the test he missed before, but I still thought he bowled really well. He didn't get the wickets, as economical as normal. Don't forget England are missing Finn. So again, I think it will be between Broad and Anderson. Broad obviously picked his wickets up in that second innings, but like Cook, I think Anderson will have a game where he does get wickets. He hasn't so far in the series, so I'm going to stick with James Anderson.
top South Africa bowler. You look across the series so far, and they've largely been shared between Morkel, Rabada and Pete, 10, 9 and 9 in terms of how many wickets they've taken. Morkel's played more cricket than the other two in the series. The betting shows Rabada as the 94 favourite, with Morning Michael at 9-4 and Chris Morris 7-2, with Viljoen at 7-2 as well, as is Kyle Abbott. It's 9-2 for Pete, who's, you know, like I say, he's got 9 wickets so far. Where would you be looking here, Ant?
Well, I think Asima in the first innings, I think, you know, them bowl the majority of overs. So I think you can rule Pete out unless England get a massive, massive score. But I think this wicket will still seem and swing about. The problem is for South Africa, they just haven't had a settled bowling lineup. We know there's no Steyn, there's no Philander. The only two certainties to play for me are Rabada and Morkel. Morris may drop out of the side with Abbott. Vijolan only came in for his debut. So it's between Rabada and Morkel, and I'm just going to opt for Morkel. Rabada got 5 in the first innings last time. Morkel got 3. Morkel's a senior bowler. He's a more consistent. So for me, that makes sense to go with Morning Morkel.
Let's wrap it up with a look at the actual match betting then. 13-8 for South Africa. Draw 3-1. England 5-4 here. When you look at this track, they've got a great record here, South Africa. I was reading that since 1995, 20 test matches have been staged in Centurion at the Super Sports Park, or whatever it's been called over the years. They've won 15, losing 2 and drawing 3. You think, wow, that's some record. Then you look at England's record. 4 of those 20 tests have been against England, and England are unbeaten. They drew in 95, 2005 and 2009, and they won by 2 wickets back in 2000. So even now, the South Africans might be thinking, geez, like, give us a break here.
Yeah, I mean, stats, they do tell you so much, but South Africa's team has changed so much. And what we've seen, the evidence of this season and even the last 12 months, they're a team in decline, not on the up. And sometimes when you get a series where one team's won it with a test to go, the other team take the foot off the gas. But I don't get the feeling this time. I think England will want to win 3-0 away in South Africa and make history. I think there's infighting in the South African team. And I just don't see who's going to get the runs consistently or the wickets for South Africa. So, you know, I just think England are a shoo-in for this game. I really do. I think unless something miraculous happens and there's some weather and England have a nightmare session, I can only see one team winning this, and that's England.
And thanks for your time over the past 4 tests. It's been really enjoyable speaking to you, and it's been a historic test series as well for England. So it's been a pleasure to speak to you throughout the course of it, and we'll look forward to chatting to you for the next one.
Cheers, Lee. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.